somebody.
A lot of internet problems today. What's the big idea?
What's going on?
7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer's not here because of technical problems. And Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Sheep, is not here for technical reasons. However, Heather Bachman is here. Rich McFadden is here.
It's a conspiracy.
So, right. Well, maybe we just have to have rotating hosts. They can't have the same people on every day, all day long. So some days we'll have Jennifer here and Roberta here. Some days Heather will be here.
It's the revolving door of co-hosts.
Right, exactly. I'm here, though, however, every day, reliable as the day is long.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. You have your moments.
I have my moments, but I'm very reliable.
You're usually attached to flight schedules, but
that's
you have
exactly
your moments.
Right. Yeah, right. And that may happen in the next few days again. As a matter of fact, the this Colombian prostitute, I am getting a kick out of some of the things that are coming from the Secret Service sex scandal, only because it's mostly fun. And when you take away the worry or the concern about where the money has come from, I don't know that anybody's answered that question. Have you seen anything anywhere from anybody about how these prostitutes were paid and money come from the Secret Service?
They weren't paid. That's the whole problem.
Well, but they were paid something.
$30.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the guy took that out of his front left.
You think? But yeah. It's out of his pay.
I don't see him writing a check from the White House, States government,
well,
for $35 for a prostitute.
Allowance, though. They have a per diem. Yeah. They have a per diem travel allowance. And if they scrimp and save, they could take money out of that.
Skip lunch.
Yeah, right. Skip lunch and have a prostitute.
Have a bigger dinner.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, the Colombian prostitute, her name is Dania Londonovo Suarez. Londonoro? Londonoro, yeah. 24 years old. She said three men approached her and propositioned her when they were at this Cartagena nightclub for the president. Went down for the summit of the Americas. She said she did not know the men were Secret Service agents. She said, quote, I am not to blame for being attractive. They are to blame for leaving their duty behind. And
is that what you call it?
She called them stupid brutes.
And they left their duty behind.
Right. I've seen some of that. So far, 8 agents have lost their jobs as a result.
Wow.
Of this scandal. I wonder what their home life is like. Do we know whether any or all of them were married?
I haven't heard anything
of the
about
story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be coming out at some point.
That'll be some good trials, some pretty juicy divorce. I mean, these guys don't have a lot of money, though, in general. These guys probably make $80,000-$90,000 a year. I mean, they're like a policeman. When you get up the ranks, I was looking at the police pay. Back to the Framingham Town Meeting. What a wonderful education. Everybody should get involved in their government. If you're really concerned about what's going on in your town or your city, you really can get involved and find out stuff that you wouldn't be privy to. Well, I'm looking at the pay scales for the people who are police. Remember, my theme has been for police anyway. We have too many of them. They're not well trained and they're not well paid. So my solution to the problem is you pay them better, you educate them better, and you have fewer of them focusing on the real problems that need to be dealt with instead of just having numbers. We need 100 policemen. Why do you need 100 policemen? You need 40 good policemen to do the job right. And so in this circumstance, the pay for Framingham police officers starts at like $46,000 and goes up to about $90,000. Depending on the pay step. And
starts at 46?
Starts at 46 and goes up to 90.
I'm reading the rest of this article.
What, about the London?
She says that they were drunken morons and she had sex with one of them.
Yeah.
they seem like completely stupid idiots. I don't know why Obama had them on a security team. She says they liked showing off their ripped abs on the dance floor.
Really?
Yeah. And as she's in negotiations with Playboy, she says, I was surprised every time that one of them danced with me, he'd lift up his shirt so I could see his ripped abs.
Yeah.
The agents drank liberally and acted boisterously.
Uh-huh.
She said one of them jumped up on the bar. She speculated that the agents had solicited the prostitutes in the past because they kept asking for sex. They were too direct.
Yeah.
She said one of them agreed to $800. And the two had, quote-unquote, normal sex, and then he fell asleep.
Uh-huh. Normal.
That would be normal.
Normal.
And she says if she wanted to, she could have stolen everything in his room.
Really? Great.
Yeah.
There's real protection for you. Unbelievable. People.
Stupid.
Taking your job not so seriously. Why do you have people in those positions? It's another... I thought, and I still think, that for the most part, the people that are doing those jobs versus the police are trained better. Many of them are ex-military, and they know what their responsibility is. They take it seriously. By no means do we, I don't think it's fair to figure that all Secret Service agents are drunken baboons
right.
and stupid brutes. But in this circumstance, they aren't being, obviously, watched well or trained.
And the other thing you need to keep in mind is this is an advanced team. It's not
guys that are around the president all
the time. Those guys get the elite status.
Right. And probably a little better pay. But I figure you're going to see some divorces. You got to see some divorces out
there. Oh, sure.
It's pretty embarrassing for the families. How'd you like to be in school and children know that your father's a Secret Service agent? Are they not supposed to know? I mean, is part of the credo that you can't tell your family what to do for a living?
That's
CIA.
CIA.
I have two neighbors that did that deal.
What, CIA or Secret Service?
The guy that lived across the street from us, he just passed away a few years ago, but he lived in this house for 30 years and was always a heating and plumbing or electrical engineer for the CIA and would travel around the world to different state departments handling engineering issues.
Hooking up surveillance.
It was more than that. So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have another neighbor who never was able to talk about his service.
Tony's brother, we always thought Tony's brother was in the CIA because he worked for an oil company. He traveled all over the place. And he retired a year or so ago at the age of 59, I think, 60, something like that. And so when we were having, Tony's, when she passed, he was around and we had conversations about it and we sort of laughed about it. He never denied it. He just said, oh, no, I work for this oil company.
I neither can nor deny.
Right, exactly.
I have a friend who was, they attempted to recruit him. He went to Italy and did a year of college in Italy, so he had fluent Italian. And they asked him, I mean, he got to the point where they were interviewing him, and bottom line is, you go and you live wherever they put you, and you get a regular job, and you work your regular job 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Then outside of that regular job, you go do things for them. So he goes, the hours are incredible. You basically have two full-time jobs.
Great.
He's like,
doing a radio program, having a farm.
Right.
Same deal.
Exactly. Well, I was going to say the pay wasn't worth it, but apparently.
As depends on the day and the year.
If you speak a second language, you might be able to get a third job, though.
Habla español.
There you go.
There I am. I speak dog. I speak child.
Cow.
Yeah, I speak cow. I do all of those things. Right? 15 past the hour. High cholesterol. A serious problem. I'm looking at yet another study today on the Associated Press line. Another study of how serious the problem is. And I think somebody said, we were talking about this earlier, I think, Richie, how what you do when you're a child stays with you. If you're eating the wrong things, your parents don't educate you, you're not getting educated in school as to how to eat the right things to eat, all the things that we value in terms of health and well-being. The things that you don't do lead to heart attacks and heart disease. So cardiologists everywhere, as they look around for the safest and most effective way to lower your cholesterol, they found this new approach from Italy. You've heard us talk about cardiol before, right? Has 9. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How do you do that in Spanish? Unos, dos, tres, cuatros, cinco, septo. Septo or seven?
Sixto.
Seis.
What are you doing?
Octo.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
And stop it, Octo Mom. At any rate, cardiol's 9 natural ingredients. See, I knew I'd get some help if I asked.
Very good.
Work together to reduce your cholesterol levels. Also help to lower the bad fats. Cut your cholesterol. One of the things also that's important to cut your cholesterol, staying calm when you're provoked it raises your levels of HDL cholesterol. That's the good cholesterol. But there is, you know, the studies are very conclusive. You got to have both of these numbers under control for you not to have heart attacks and heart disease. So that's why this safe product, FDA-registered Cardiol, is available to you. Take one capsule a day. The makers are so confident, in fact, that it'll work for you, they're offering you a free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself. You get excellent results in 30 days, so why not take advantage of this free 30-day trial to keep your cholesterol and triglycerides in check? Call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Get in on this great deal. You pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. Free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Watch your cholesterol and triglycerides get to the place where they need to be. Don't let high cholesterol risk your health. 888-809-6424.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Now, 21 after the hour. Is it 21 after the hour?
It is.
Is it going to be 21 after the hour sooner or later?
Yeah, 5, 6, 7 seconds. That's a couple of seconds, my friend.
Not, no.
Time to get ready for work, though.
All right.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Three of us, that Heather and Rich and I all were absent last night with the boys. We have Heather living in a new place, and she set up that new supposedly great the
a digital antenna.
It didn't work.
I got nothing.
Oh, an NHD antenna.
It didn't work for me.
There must be some secret to that.
No, it's good. I have one on my house, and in the summer I can't use it because of the leaves. I back up to the park.
Uh-huh.
So, reception. So, if you have any kind of...
I was like holding it in different positions and one foot up and, you know, hand on my nose and...
Yeah, inside the house is going to be tough.
So, as a result of that, the show, The Voice, we'll just play a little of the music. Because seems to be something a lot of people are interested in. The finale is tonight.
Yes. Yeah. Last night was the performance, final performance show.
Yeah. And they all performed a couple of times. So let's see. That was Jermaine Paul with I Believe I Can Fly. Coaches seem to like his performance. His coach is Blake, by the way. Next up is Juliet Sims singing a song for CeeLo, her coach.
This is his song.
Yeah, this is his song, which is pretty cool. She did that.
Yeah. So how much time do these coaches actually spend with these kids? Are they just there?
They spend a fair amount with
them. Where do they go? Where do they have their lessons?
They go off to their own little private place.
Right,
and they do, like, coaching sessions with
their
them.
Their little mansion.
Yeah, their little cute mansion.
What does that mean?
Cozy little mansion.
Where all of the contestants stay.
Oh. So they have a practice room at the mansion, is that it?
Yeah, like a little studio.
Okay.
And then they usually bring in different artists.
So, but how much time, though, is CeeLo or Blake or Adam or Christina, how much time do these people have to give to this? That's part of what they're getting paid to do, right?
Yeah, I would imagine they spend a day a week over there.
Really?
Part of a day a week.
Huh. Okay. All right. Here's Chris Mann, another one of the contestants with Christina. This is the opera. So I'm surprised he's made it this far, frankly.
I am, too.
John Denver and the opera singer who did a pop song together. I'm trying to remember what his name was. The big at the time. I'm thinking a lot of people are thinking that at the moment. I remember opera crossing into the pop zone. Not often, but that's an example of it. Okay, here's Tony Luca singing 99 Problems. He's one of Adam's, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
One.
very different rendition. It's a hip-hop song. It's a Jay-Z song.
Yeah.
And so they put a totally different twist on this.
You'll find me if I'm not aware
of it. Take my word for it.
It's kind of got a rocky country flavor to it now.
Let's see here. Who else can we hear from we haven't heard from? Well, it's just all of them. There are four finalists, right? One from each team?
Yes.
Is that it? So Jermaine Paul, Juliet Sims, Chris Mann, and Tony Luca.
This is Juliet doing Born to be Wild from CeeLo's team.
Where is she? And this sounds like a bunch of men singing. Doesn't it? This is Juliet Sims.
What it says.
I don't think so. Oh,
there she is.
I'll pass. 28 after on Good Day.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Job, how dare you? 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Heather Bachman is here. Rich is here. The Queen of Cheap is not here today, nor is Jennifer Horn, both involved in technical difficulties. Speaking of jobs.
Difficulties.
Difficulties. You've never heard? It's a difficulty. Careful with.
I haven't heard that.
Yes, it's a difficulty. According to a new study, the Bureau of Labor Stats. Coming out with info yesterday, Richie, we were talking about what the average person makes. And I don't mind reviewing that for you and Heather because you weren't here. Maybe some other people were not listening. I don't remember when I had this conversation. But if you look at the numbers that came out over the weekend, there's some pretty amazing things. Numbers of unemployed and all that stuff and who's really in and who's out and who's really looking and all. The stuff gets massaged, gets maneuvered by politicians because it's the U.S. Department of Labor. So
right.
That means the administration controls what comes out of there. This is not controversial, only informational. The fact that, and this is, I sort of did the numbers and it made sense. The average pay for the average non-farm, non-governmental worker is $23 an hour. If you multiply that out times 40 hours a week, times 50 weeks, you come out with $48,000 a year, which is what the average, the median income is in America for non-farm, non-government workers. Now, if you move that up to the government workers, it increases by about $4.50 an hour. So the average government worker, state, local, fed, making $64,000 a year, if you back it up, it's about 28 something an hour, 28.40 an hour, I think, something like that. So it's really pretty interesting to look and understand that 23, it seems like a lot of money, but it really isn't a lot of money in terms of comparatives to what people need. And then there are those who are taking these numbers and saying, well, okay, what does it take to live? You have to be the decider of that, not me. It's not the government's or anybody's job to decide what it takes for you to live. People say, well, my mortgage payment is this, and my car payment is this, and I spend this much for groceries. Hey, who cares? That's your problem. If you can't afford your house or your car because you can't find a job, then go find a house and a car you can afford. Why is that my problem that you haven't got enough money? And that's how these people think. The entitlement crowd thinks, well, okay, these are my expenses. I got to have somebody pay me so I can pay my expenses.
If you're a little backwards.
So,
right?
Yeah, a little bit backwards. If you're a swell worker and you do a good job, maybe you will get what you want or deserve. But if you're trying to find a job, and I hear this all the time, I find people, well, this is what I need to pay my bills. I need $60,000 a year. Good for you. I hope you have a great time finding that $60,000.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's part of it. And then the numbers are not good for teenagers. My God.
Whew. It's tough.
Those of you who have teenage children perhaps are aware that 25 out of 100 teenagers have work. And the reason is pretty obvious. At 16, in some cities like Los Angeles, 70%. What a damning indictment of the system this is. 70%. Okay, do you remember that school that cost $900 million to build in Los Angeles?
Right.
Dropout rate is 64%.
Oh, my gosh.
In a school that cost $900 million dollars to build. If that isn't an indictment of the entire system, I don't know what is. And the Bureau of Labor Stats sort of underscore this. It's down. It was 35%. When Obama took office, now it's 25%. So it's off 10 points in 4 or 5 years. For much of the 90s, the percentage was 40 to 50% would get jobs. Now only 25% get jobs. Whew. Man, what does that say for the economy as you go forward, right? And so now the politicians are running around trying to find out what federal programs they can come up with to give either help, assistance. Keep them in school. Give them something that will challenge them and prepare them for jobs. That's all you have to do. It isn't throwing money against, well, oh, we need more programs. No, you morons. You don't need more programs. You just need to be able to do with what you have better. And that means better professionals. There are such extraordinarily well-qualified teachers. My sister is retiring from teaching this year. And I said, because she's loved teaching. Oh, and she's been, I didn't really pursue much. My family's full of teachers. And so we talk about it from time to time. She and my daughter have more conversations and my former wife, with whom my sister was very close. They used to talk about it all the time because Tony was a teacher for much of her career as well. Nancy loves to teach. And she's very good at it. I didn't realize she was, but I found from other people that I know. She was always given, for years, she's been at this one school, I think 18 years, she was always given the problem kids. Anybody's got any kind of emotional.
What age group? What
junior high school.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's a tough age. That's a tough age, man.
Yeah. And she was amazing, apparently, with them. She had a couple of regular classes. Her expertise was history, social science, social studies.
You said she likes it. I think that makes a huge
difference. But she's leaving because she can't stand the BS in the system. It's so counterproductive. So how many good teachers do we... I mean, this is what I'm trying to get people to focus on and understand. We confound the problem by having so GD much government in stuff. What do you need to fill? Why do you spend 40 minutes a day filling out paperwork about this, that, or the other thing? The reason you do is because the federal government requires... No. The federal government, Richie, requires that if they're going to give money, they're going to send money to the system, you have to keep this record, that record, you have to do this, that, and the other thing. Yep. How many of you are teachers and you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? 800-510-8255.
On Yahoo this morning, they list the top 5 careers that are hiring right now, the hot jobs.
Yeah.
You want them? Number 5 is computer software developer.
Yeah.
Number 4, public relations specialist. That's a tough gig, man.
Right.
It's a tough gig. Yeah. Number 3 is accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually my nephew is about to graduate and try and take a CPA. Number 2 is paralegal.
Yeah.
And the number 1, medical assistant.
Yeah, there you go. That's not news. But are they being trained in high schools? No. Got to go to...
They're talking about college grads.
Well, but you got to go to a community college at least to get started.
Or some kind of school.
But why can't you at least get on to take good biology, chemistry, those kind of courses in high school? And if you know where you're going, if you don't know where you're going, then you should get some good education you can use to step up and beyond where you are. But vocational school, man, there should be tons of those. and not necessarily a school unto themselves, but part of a regular school, so the kids won't be over here. The grease, I remember the grease monkey. Oh, that guy over there. There was Tony Renato. He's a greaser. Why? Because he's learning how to be a mechanic? Hey, moron, he's going to have a job, and you're going to be sitting there watching him drive around in his new car or whatever. Anyway, so.
This is interesting. They're talking about how how doctors are hiring more medical assistants
now. Right, because
they're cheaper.
Right. Because they're cheaper. Remember, instead of the doctor doing the work, because they got to funnel through so many patients.
They have pretty much eliminated LPN. There's no need for it.
No.
You have an RN and you have medical assistants.
Remember I told you this winter, Richie, I had this little precancerous thing on my skin?
Yeah.
And I went to the dermatologist in Beverly Hills that was recommended to me. I figured, oh, man, this is going to be, I'm going to pay through the nose for this. Fortunately, I had insurance. But I saw the doctor once, maybe 45 seconds. She came in. She looked at my face. She said to Beverly, her, what do they call them? Not, there's a name for them. Doctor's assistant. Physician, yeah. Mm-hmm. Physician, PA. Mm-hmm. They're PA. So this, she was wonderful and very smart. And she looks and says, okay, here's the problem. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick a needle in there, and you'll have this sensation, yada, yada, and I'm going to check it out. They checked it out. It was precancerous. She gave me some stuff. I put it on there. It was pretty messy and uncomfortable and ugly for a while. And now the stuff is gone. Well, at least what was there seemed to be gone, the little brown spot. So I have regard for what she knows. And she told me she was going to school, and she had this degree and that degree, but she didn't want to spend the money because
she didn't
want to
be $1 million in debt
to go to medical school.
The last doctor I had, I just switched doctors a couple of years ago, and I did not like the doctor, but I liked his physician's assistant. She was great.
Yeah,
but it was hard to get an appointment with her. All the time, and I didn't like this guy, so I moved doctors, and the new doctor's great. Old school
good.
Guy.
All right. William is in Montclair, New Jersey, listening to Good Day. Hi, William. Welcome.
Hello. How are you all doing?
Well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing good. Just about earlier, you were all talking about basically about the wages that are essentially like on average in America.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, I actually used to work for a manufacturing company that made plastic sheets, and I was actually making about $15 an hour, just to start off, like about 10 years ago. And I think that with the manufacturing base completely decreasing over the years here in America, it's very important to try to bring that back here in America so we can have more jobs for especially the lower class.
Yep. Well, I'd like to not talk. It bothers me when people refer to people in our country in a particular class. We have these politicians using this to wage war on people. We're all Americans. We're all in this together. We need to consider ourselves a unit and not this class. I object to and will not vote for anybody who has any rhetoric in their his or her campaign that refers to classes, because we are not a class society. We are all Americans. We need to be thinking that way. I resent, frankly, the references to various classes, like we were India in a caste system. But I know what you mean, William, and I think you expressed yourself well. Good luck. Hopefully you'll get a raise, because it sounds like you're serious about the job. Here's Terry in Russellville, Arkansas. Hi, Terry.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I heard your little explanation of who needs to make what and whose fault is it that you've got so many bills and stuff. Which is exactly right. I agree with you 100%. The point is that if we as conservatives, or if a politician who is conservative says those things, the first thing that happens is the media and the people on the other side will say, see how cold-hearted he is. Yeah. He wants old people to die. He doesn't care about the poor people. He wants to cut your programs. He wants you to starve.
Terry, you're falling for the stuff they want you to fall for instead of using your head. Anybody who's got a brain isn't going to believe any of that stuff. You need to discount whatever is said by the news media and think the stuff through on your own, which you've done, which is good for you. Hopefully people will take from you and learn to think for themselves. Peter in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, and you, sir?
Oh, I'm great, thanks.
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of add a little bit to what you were talking about, the teachers. And, you know, when I was growing up as a kid, there's, of course, some fond memories of some teachers who made a huge difference in my life. However, you know, now I work for a school district down here, and I go around school classrooms a lot. And I must say, though, that I'm very disenchanted. Disheartened, really, to see most teachers are, how can I say, lackadaisical, indolent. They don't exert themselves. Many are dismissive with their students, and I don't think it has to do with the system itself, what the feds are doing, but just teachers are more into their personal agenda and not really trying hard to involve with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see half of them on their iPods.
Yeah, I mean, they're not happy because they're not getting
it. And then the other half murdered the English language anyway, so it's just...
I think educators
as a whole have, the whole standard has dropped.
We have a standard problem. I think you've hit the nail on the head. How do we fix it? That needs to be the national discussion and debate. It's 12 minutes for the hour on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
To help keep diabetes in control, minimizing high and low blood sugars is key. But for the nearly 26 million Americans with diabetes, this can be a challenge. Now, technology takes blood sugar testing a step further. The new OneTouch Vario IQ is the first and only meter to look for patterns of high and low blood sugar and provide alerts right on the screen. With every test, the meter compares the current result with previous results to identify patterns people may not know exist. Endocrinologist Dr. Steve Edelman.
This tool is particularly valuable for people taking insulin because they're at the greatest risk of experiencing low blood sugar. They also test to adjust their insulin for meals and activity. Now, instead of just treating highs and lows as they happen, the new OneTouch Vario IQ meter helps people identify patterns so they can look for root causes. Then, they can take action to prevent them in the future.
Dr. Edelman also advocates a healthy diet and exercise to help manage diabetes. For more information, visit OneTouch.com. I'm Lynn Thompson.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans has a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year mortgage. It's called our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. It's locked until the year 2020. After that, rates may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power and Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. There's never been a more perfect time to refinance than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Relevance. Everybody's looking for the next hot date, right? 53 past the hour. Well, we have just the fix for you here. Every week at this time, we're joined by Steve Penner, who has a great website. And so in looking for love in all the right places, you might want to check out yourprofiledoctor.com. We're going to talk about basic mistakes men make when they write their online profiles. So if you're a fellow that's about to go online to find the date, hoochie coochie coochie coo.
I'm 6'9".
Right, exactly. And actually, you're 5'3".
Right.
All right. So we'll see what Steve recommends for those of you who need to be writing a profile that will actually attract something besides flies. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
All right, let's get to Steve Penner, who's here from yourprofiledoctor.com. Men make mistakes on their online profiles? Come on, Steve. What are you talking
about? Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
What's the main mistake that men make?
before online dating, you know, your writing was irrelevant. You know, guys just had to be glib. The main mistake men make is that they don't know how to write. They don't know how to spell. They should at least do spell check. They write poor grammar. They don't use any punctuation. I mean, just terrible writing. And so many of them are professional men who know how to write, but for some reason just write like a fifth grader, so to speak.
Well, they may know how to write. Maybe they have their assistant write for them. That could be part of the fact.
Yeah, you don't have to. Part of that, Steve, is just because of how in this digital age we write. In abbreviated
Everything's
styles.
Abbreviated.
Right. Exactly. It's not texting. And women really will judge a guy by how well he writes. The other mistake guys write is they write too little. You know, what are you most proud of? And they write, my family. They write, you know, one or two or three word answers.
Uh-huh.
And the other mistake, which I find even more funny, is some guys, and this is something I've been seeing a lot of, write too much. You know, they write their whole life story and just ramble on and on and on with this long, some of it doesn't even make sense. A lot of what I have to do with my clients that I work on is just erase everything they've written, and totally rewrite. You know, that's what I do. I rewrite their profiles for them.
But you can't really get into a guy's head or a woman's head to really get the essence. And that's what's wrong with a flat screen. It may be that this is good for initial, I guess, introductions or to find out if you're interested. But what happens if you don't put a picture up and you write well? Guaranteed, the writing well isn't going to do anything if there isn't a picture attached.
It's a balance. You have to have good pictures and good writing.
Steve, what percentage... What percentage of men lie about themselves?
Very, very few.
Really?
Unless they lie by saying, I'm a very honest guy. No, guys, more women lie about their age or their weight than men do.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it gets no place because at the end of the day, when you meet them for the first time and you see that they're a big, flat, fat blob, and that isn't what the picture is.
Yeah, but what people think when they lie about their age or they lie about the weight, they think they have such a charming personality that once they meet the person, the person will just forget the fact that they're overweight or shorter than they wrote down or their age.
You're so short.
I do find that people basically are most people are honest because they do realize that.
Yeah.
Honesty is not really the problem. The problem is they don't know how to put two cents together. They don't put any.
That'll bite you every time.
Learn how to write. Steve Penner, yourprofiledoctor.com.